part two of the Steve Harwell interview on Audioboo. All right,
Dale Jr. is or is he not?
Well, I like him. I mean, I've always liked him. I liked his dad, and I like him. So, you know, okay, call me a homer. I don't care.
You have to go with the guy that wins. And the next time Dale Jr. wins, then you can get back on the bandwagon. Because right now, he's not winning.
Well, you know, I'm going to tell you something. I know Dale really well. And I feel that Dale right now is in a real rough place in life right now. He's got all the fame, got all the money in the world. He's tired of the spotlight being on him. I don't think Dale personally has dealt with some of Dale's demons. You know, we all have demons that we got to deal with sooner or later. And if you don't deal with them, pretty soon it starts snowballing. They build up on you, and you feel like your head's going to pop off your damn shoulders. And I kind of feel like that's where Dale's at in his life right now. And I went through a period of life, like, you know, when I got sober, you know, and I went through a divorce, and it was like, I felt like my head was going to pop off my shoulders, you know, because I wasn't clear, and I couldn't focus on music. And I'd go on stage and sing, and everything felt out of tune. Everything sounded sonically out of tune. And I was going, and my monitor engineer was going, no, man, everything sounds fine. You sound great. And I go, no, man, no, no. And it was me, because I was just beating myself up, and I was fighting myself. And I really feel like, I know it sounds deep, you know, but for Dale, I think he's in a place right now where he's just personally not happy. And he's got the best equipment, hands down. He's got the best car out there. He's got the same stuff Jimmy Johnson has. He's got all the resources in the world. Hendrick loves him like a son. There's nothing wrong with anything besides Dale Jr. Dale Jr. right now is just not ready to be driving a race car up front. He's got the ability. He's just not ready to be there right now. He's got to deal with. He's got to face some things, and I don't know what that is because I haven't asked him, and it's not my place to ask him. But I would be there in a minute for him if you wanted to ask me, you know, some advice or whatever. You know, if I could give him advice, just, you know, talk to somebody, because I really personally feel that he's dealing with some personal things, and that's all it is. I don't think it's anything. It's not a lack of skill. It's not a lack of equipment. It's not a lack of money. He's got it all.
Now trying to figure out how to put that together. What do you think, Daytona? You know, second place ain't really good enough, but second place is pretty good when you hadn't been there in a while.
Well, it's still not good enough, though. You don't go to Daytona to finish second place, because that's like riding around to those guys. You know, that's like watching. They go there to win. You know, you go there. That is sacred ground. That is the holy grail of racing for NASCAR. When they go there, you win that race. You can walk away, and you're always going to be known for the Daytona 500. Michael Waltrip can't drive a car to save his life. But he can draft a car with a restrictor plate on it, and he can win the 500.
Right.
And he's proven that, because he had other guys pushing him, you know, to get him to the front. Put him out there on any other day, he's two laps down, riding around with Kenny Wallace, who I'm great friends with, and I love him to death. And Kenny will be the first to admit with you. He goes, I drive with the budget I have, you know. I've got an okay car. I don't have Hendrick equipment, you know, and they don't, but, you know.
All right, let me ask you this. Bring the girl into the sport. Danica shows up at Daytona. She's going to run a limited schedule this year. That might actually be a little help for even Dale Jr. Obviously, Dale, you know, riding with her team, but maybe take a little attention away from him.
You know, I'm going to fully agree with you on that, because I think he did a great move by bringing her into his camp, because he can sit back and breathe a little bit now, because the spotlight is on her. I mean, the ratings went up tremendously.
Oh, yeah.
Even for an ARCA
race. Yeah, oh, yeah. It was incredible. And I said to myself, watching that race, I said, she is great for the sport. And I'm not saying that. I'm not kissing nobody's butt. I'm being honest with you. If I didn't think, when Dario came in, I said, get your ass out of here, dude. Go back and drive. You can drive kart all day long. You're great in go-karts, and you're great in IndyCars. I'll give you that. You're pretty much one of the best open-wheel drivers out there in America, okay? Not in the world, but in America. But don't get yourself behind a fendered car. Juan Pablo, that guy can drive anything. I love him in the sport. I love him driving that. He is awesome.
And Sam Hornish will show up on a day.
Sam Hornish, even him on a good day, he's finally, it's taken him longer to learn the car, but he's starting to show signs of, I'm going to be here for a long time.
All right, we're about to run out of our 5-minute
time. But Danica, I will say, she does need to be here, but when they show the in-car camera on her, it looks like a deer in headlights, man.
Yeah.
She looks scared. I just see the whites of her eyes going, oh, my Lord.